It's become a familiar scene in Iraq. Militants with the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, ISIL, celebrating another victory. Those fleeing tell stories of horror.
I wish I had had a camera with me to film what happened with us so that you could see it with your own eyes. Clashes all around, children, women, old men, all running.
In the U.S., more calls for airstrikes from lawmakers. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a veteran of several Iraq combat deployments, at an event honoring fallen soldiers.
You'll pin ISIS down in the villages they're in and towns they're in, restrict their freedom of movement, and give the space to the Iraqi military to take their land back.
The Pentagon's already rushing ammunition, tank shells, and other equipment to Iraq's security forces. Monday, Iraq's defense ministry released video it says shows Iraqi helicopters firing missiles on ISIL forces, repelling an attack near a key oil refinery. But there were also reports of new setbacks along the border with Jordan.
The army is retreating from the border. The border point is not stable. The situation is unstable.
U.S. defense officials say Iraq's security forces face a litany of problems, including a serious lack of leadership in some areas. But just how deep those problems run remains a question. Some former U.S. officials say to pin any hopes on Iraqi security forces at this point would be misguided. Sarah Chase was special advisor to former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen.
If the government is either acutely sectarian or acutely corrupt or both, so that large swaths of the population feel disenfranchised and in fact humiliated by their own government, no amount of local security forces are really going to make up for that deficit.
And while Iraqi security forces, especially in the north, appear to melt away, ISIL's strategy seems to be working, says former Army Ranger and military analyst Paul Floyd via Skype.
They've been most effective by being this mobile over a large geographic area and basically dispersing conventional militaries to the point where they can't be effective anymore.
Now, it'll be up to U.S. military advisors to see if they can help Iraq begin to turn that around. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.